But I'll tell you what, good people, Diamond and Hart, if you want to have some fun, have a cocoa in the BoCo, because there's fun for everyone. Sweet soul music brings you cheer. Even Robert Banks is here. But it's nice to greet you. Trust you'll stick around a while or more. Lots of good sounds coming your way on RNI. So don't forget, we got some more. Well, I had a very nice vacation. Tell you what, I did some things that a lot of other people wouldn't consider. Well, I can't tell you about that. But good people, when I was over in London, I found the train situation very bad. And I just couldn't make it up to Yorkshire. Even with all the bother we had, I had the pleasure of seeing the old friend Lindsay. He's the guy from Purple Records, you see. We sat there and drank chocolate. It was running out like tea, but we'll keep the show going for you. We've got some good music coming your way right now. And it's a very good evening, a very good morning on RNI, The Sounds for Now.
Is everybody ready?
They're ready.
Yeah!
All right.
Ready, ready, ready.
OCD's there. All right, Les, let's have you. Get them instruments weaving. We'll be right back. Well, starting off the show this night or this morning, whichever might be your case, that's something from the brand new album featuring O.C. Beezer. And the title of the album is called Happy Children. And there you heard the first track on side one, which is quite a nice sound and just features the versatility of this tremendous group. The title there was the title track. And other ones we have things like We Want to Know, Cockatoo. That's a nice sound, Cockatoo. And also Take Your Trouble. So if you're into O.C. Beezer, don't forget the new album out right now is called Happy Children.
Entertainment. Stay tuned to the Graeme Gill Show.
And right now, good people, Earth and Fire. Fantastic sound there featuring Earth and Fire, and certainly not their newest sound around, but still one of their, to my mind, most popular, and one that I like very much. Was a hit of theirs a month or, well, maybe 7 months ago, to be more precise. That's one of the nice tracks from their album, and also a thing on a single called Memories, and there you heard it, it's Earth and Fire. Precise time on the Voice of Europe, the sound of the world. In Central Europe, 12:15. And in Britain, of course, the time is 11:15. This is Graham Gill through you with music until around about 2 o'clock this morning. And currently right now, number 27 this week on the RNI International Top 30 is a bouncy, beaty, soulified number. This is Billy Paul, the singer, for you. And it's called Thanks for Saving My Life.
Thanks for saving my life. I'm so glad I ran into you. If I hadn't seen you, it would have been a good. Although I'm slow to go, could not stand it anymore.
I was just thinking on my travels this particular vacation to Britain, and I only got as far as London, actually, in the London area. Tried to get out of London with a train. I tell you what, it was absolutely hopeless, and my sincere apologies to Ruth Fernandez, who, if you are listening, and Ruth, I do hope you're keeping well right now. Matter of fact, I did phone Ruth at the Imperial Hotel and assured her that around about the 5th to the 7th of January, around about that time, I shall definitely, all well being with the trains, or somehow, even I'll get to ride a bicycle up there, get up to Yorkshire and to Leeds, and definitely spend a day or two up there, because it would be very nice. And speaking about London, I can recall when I was living there, back in 1966, late 65 to middle of 1967, there was a special place I used to go to by taking a tube to Victoria. I used to live in East Dulwich, and that's 95 Barry Road had a nice place there, and it was all getting yourself down there and off to the Biograph for a Sunday afternoon's entertainment at the Flickers, the movies. And have you ever sat in the movies and you've sort of seen the news, and then they show the preview of the next film, then up come the lights, and down comes the grade A with the popcorn and the ice creams, and then before the feature film and the lights go down again, you get what you call a documentary of travel. In other words, a travel film, and you sort of see the guy come on and say, "And so we say a big welcome to the land of sunny California," or something like that. Now, can you picture yourself sitting in London and listening to something like this? This is the soundtrack of a film. Picture yourself in the Biograph, and I don't think you have to picture yourself if you're sitting there, but you might be watching a show like this.
of the sound. We enter Balham through the verdant grasslands of Battersea Park, and at once we are aware that here is a land of happy, contented people who go about their daily tasks in truly democratic spirit. This is busy High Street, focal point of the town's activity. Note the quaint old stores whose frontage is covered with hand-painted inscriptions, every one a rare example of native Balham art. Let us read some of them as our camera travels past.
Cooking apples, joint eaters.
A song to remember at the Tandemount Cinema.
A suit to remember at Montague Moth.
Promotions conducted with decorum and taste.
Fight tonight, bring your own paper. Rally Thursday, Berkeley Square. Viscountess Lewisham and Mrs. Gerald Legg. Up the ruling classes.
This shows the manifold activities of Balham's thriving community. But in quiet corners, we still find examples of the exquisite workmanship that Balham craftsmen have made world famous. Toothbrush holesmanship.
On my porch, I carve the little holes in the top of toothbrushes. It is exciting work, and my forefathers have been engaged upon it since 1957. The little holes in the pot are put in manually, or in other words, once a year. I recently had the honor of demonstrating my craft before the owner of ice. He stopped by one day for a couple of words. I did not understand either of them.
So much for Balham's industries. Now let us see a little more of the town. Here is the great park covering nearly half an acre. This is where the children traditionally meet by the limpid waters of the old drinking fountain. A drinking fountain that has for countless years across the vast aeons of time given untold pleasure to man, woman, and child. Beside this fountain, donated by able counselor Quills as long ago as 1928, the little ones sit around a trim nursemaid and listen spellbound and enchanted as she reads them a story.
With one bound, he was by her side. Nora felt his hot breath on her cheek as he ripped the thin silk from...
We are now entering old Balham. Time has passed by this remote corner. So shall we. But Balham is not neglecting the cultural side. This is Eugene Quills, whose weekly recitals are attended by a vast concord of people. He has never had a lesson in his life. Such is the enthusiasm of Balham's music lovers that they are subscribing to a fund to send Eugene to Italy or Vienna or anywhere. Night falls on Balham. From Quill's Folly, Balham's famous beauty spot, which stands nearly 10 feet above sea level, the town is spread below us in a fairyland of glittering lights, changing all the time. Green, amber, red, red and amber, and back to green. The nightlife is awakening. The El Morocco Tea Room.
Hi, miss.
Yes, what you want?
Pilchards.
They're off, dear.
Baked beans?
Off.
Oh, meatloaf salad?
That's off, too.
Pot of tea?
No tea, dear.
Or just milk, then?
Milk's off.
Roll and butter, then?
No butter, dear.
Oh, just a roll.
Only bread, love.
I might have just as well have stayed at home.
Well, I don't know. It does you good to have a fling occasionally.
And so the long night draws on. The last stragglers make their way home, and the lights go out one by one as dawn approaches and the bell of St. Quill's Parish Church tolls 10 o'clock. Balham sleeps. And so we say farewell to this historic borough with many pleasant memories. And the words of C. Quill Smith, Balham's own bard, burning in our ears.
Broad-bosomed, bold, becalmed benign, lies Belham, four square on the northern line. Matched by no marvel save in eastern scene, a rose-red city, half as gold as green. By country churchyard, ferny fen and muir, what quills mute, inglorious, lies buried here? Oh, stands the church clock at 10 to 3, and is there honey still for tea?
Honey's off, dear.
Well, as you see, that was Peter Sellers, and as long ago as 1958 when that record was released, and Peter showing off his powers as an orator in a political... No, what am I saying? I got the wrong thing. Peter showing off his powers just the same, and a delightful satire, which was based on an American travelogue. And as you can probably have guessed, there was even quite a lot to be learned from that saga, even for Londoners. Belham, gateway to the south on the Northern Line, and not so very far from Tottenham Hale, as a matter of fact. And if Tottenham Hale is listening in tonight, might I take this opportunity of saying hello to Mickey from the Plough up there in Tottenham, and not forgetting, of course, Mrs. Marge Milton, and also her good husband Dick, and young Mark. All the very best to you, and thank you very much for a rather pleasant and enjoyable evening and night. It was very, very enjoyable, and I must say I had a lovely time.
With Graham Gill on RNI.
A little earlier on this evening, or yesterday evening, for those of you who have passed the 12 midnight mark, or wherever you're listening to us, we had a very pleasant visit from some good and long and standing friends who popped by in a small ship, and they were on their way out to our neighbors across the way, the Mi Amigo, and I'd like to say hello to them right now, and they'll be listening in, so I'd like to firstly say greetings to Andy, and Andy, we thank you very much for all the nice presents and the flowers. We've got the tulips sitting up in the studio at the moment. They look very, very nice, beautiful tulips, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... Well, I can see about 20 there. I can't count them all, but they come in bunches of 10. And knowing Andy, he would have got 20 because that's the way he thinks. But Andy, they're very, very nice. And affectionately, Agatha, many, many thanks from Griselda. And we all appreciate them out here, believe me. And also the other nice little things you've sent. I can tell you what, you're getting grade A entertainment tonight because I've got my grade A inspiration here. And matter of fact, it's one of these fantastic motorcycles, and it's very, very nice. Anyway, we'd like to say hello also to Chicago, and not forgetting Norman, and Coase with the baby face, Captain Meyer, Captain Trost, Peter and Jaap and Wim and Jan Vink, and the Baroness, not forgetting Mick the Poet, or Mike the Poet. All the very best to you, lads, and let's hope that we'll be in touch with you again over the Christmas period to say hello, and that we'll be able to wave to each other at least through binoculars and shout with those special microphone things across the sea waves when we're standing up on the deck. All the very best to you, and maybe take this opportunity right now from us here on the Mebo, wishing you all the very best for Christmas, especially Christmas, and not forgetting a new year, and may it bring you joy, happiness, and lots of good fortune. And now for Andy, Chicago, Norman, and Coase with the baby face, Captain Meyer, Captain Trost, Peter and Jaap, Wim, Jan Vink, and the Baroness, plus Mike the Poet. Something very beautiful from Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Matter of fact, my good friend Agatha turned me on to this one because I can recall back in Australia when I sang with the Anglican choir there, St. Albans, matter of fact, we were a pro-cathedral. Yeah, we were quite rated. We belonged to the Royal School of Church Music. We used to sing this composition by Parry, Jerusalem. And now we have a rather modern arrangement of it by three very talented gentlemen. You're going to hear them right now. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Wait a minute. Hang on. Something has gone wrong here. Just a minute. Tremendous sound there. And Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with the Parry composition. And that was Jerusalem, I think. A rather nice sound to be playing on this festive season with Christmas almost here. And a special dedication to the lads just across the way. And speaking of the lads, we all think of them out here. And not forgetting my good friend and colleague Robin Banks. And also Rob Eden and A.J. Behrens, who are in the studio at present. So they might like just to say a special hi and hello to you as well. Here's Robin firstly.
Well, hi, gang. I'm sorry I wasn't able to see you these last few hours, but perhaps sometime next week we'll be able to make a date and pop over, perhaps. Thanks a lot for the lovely flowers, the tulips, and also the roses, which we've got adorned around the ship at the moment.
And the cigars.
And the cigars, and, of course, the magazines, which are delightful. So
oh,
I'll see you next
great
week.
Great A, definitely great A. Anyway, all the best to you lads, and once again, many thanks.
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW. International.
Well, that's something that makes you proud to feel British. The Dam Busters March, and played by the National Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Douglas Gamely, and taken from the Reader's Digest album, which is a 10-album set, and a very beautiful one, too, one that I have at home. And I brought the album out to the ship because I ordered it from the Reader's Digest people, and it has 10 different albums, and also an extra one featuring some very nice Dutch compositions, which are also very nice. But that particular one came out in 1954 and was the theme tune to a very popular film, which was the Dam Busters, and a melody which was written all about the particular film, the Dam Busters, which was telling the story about a gentleman who did quite a lot, Commander Guy Gibson, VC, during the last war, and written, of course, by Eric Coates. That one was the first record from the album set, Friendly England, and some of the nice melodies from it, which, well, I hope you enjoyed them. All right? Just a reminder, by the way, that the programs changed slightly over the holiday period, because we begin, of course, with our holiday programs as from, began them yesterday, Friday, and we go right through now until the new year with all sorts of things for you, and lots of good music, so it's worth staying tuned to R&I, because I'm sure that will be something that you'll definitely enjoy, even my good friend and colleague Rob Eden.
Donny Osmond, David Cassidy, David Bowie, The Slade, Mark Bolan, The James Boys, Jimmy Osmond, and RNI T-shirts. Send £1 today to T-shirt offer, Vista Sports Limited, 263A, Sydenham Road, Croydon, CRO2ET, Surrey, England. Once again, £1 to T-shirt offer, Vista Sports Limited, V-I-S-T-A, Vista Sports Limited, 263A, Sydenham Road, Croydon, CRO2ET, Surrey, England. Donny Osmond, David Cassidy, David Bowie, The Slade, Mark Bolan, The James Boys, Jimmy Osmond, and R&I T-shirts available now.
And living with you, good people, the R&I T-shirt offer is available to listeners in the UK only. So keep it in mind, and don't forget, if you are into T-shirts from Donny Osmond, Mark Boland, and all those good people, I'm sure you'll find them available. But don't forget, if you're listening outside of the continent, then the best thing I can suggest you do is write to one of your English friends and get him to send you one. Okay, back we go to music right now, and something which is from the Circle C Park album featuring Steeler's Wheel, and is currently one of their newest sounds around. It's their current single, at least, and it's called Star. Steeler's Wheel.
Performance. expect to have it all to yourself? After all you've been through, tell me what will you do when you find yourself back on the shelf?
The newest single for you and featuring Steeler's Wheel. And while I've been reading my grade A book of motorbikes and interesting things, a bit of a grade A sound there, that was something to go with it and match it up. It was Star.
Whether you're visiting Zurich for business or pleasure, the Nova Park is the hotel to ask for. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together, with its ultra-modern rooms fitted with bath, telephone, radio, and television. The Nova Park Hotel is enjoyable to live in, and meeting there is always a pleasure. The hotel forms part of Europe's first business center, with conference and committee rooms, with audio-visual facilities, a multilingual central secretariat, and offices placed at the disposal of today's businessman. The Nova Park Hotel also is a place to relax in, with a fully equipped fitness club, with qualified trainers and masseurs. All this, plus the Nova Park Hotel's excellent dining and drinking facilities, will make your stay in Zurich pleasant and successful. The Nova Park Hotel, Zurich, Switzerland. Telephone Zurich 542221. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together.
Happiness is the thing called Graham Gill on Radio North Sea International with good music.
And here's a particular sound now, which I trust you'll enjoy, good people. It's from a new album featuring Michel Delpech. And a lot of nice sounds here, like Je Suis Pour, Cherie Lisa, and this particular sound, which we're going to play for you right now. It's called White is White.
Chacun mène sa vie comme il veut.
Sound there, and featuring Michel Delbergem, the orchestra and chorus, and from the album, which is a brand new one for Barclay Records, just titled Michel Delbergem, that particular sound, which is rather beautiful, I think. It was called White is White. Well, I'd like to thank right now all those good people that have taken the trouble to drop me a line while I've been away on vacation, and we'll be looking into your letters and acknowledging your very nice Christmas cards and kind thoughts during the course of the week, so... If you have dropped a line, by all means stay tuned, because I'll be saying hello to you. And right now, I would like to say hello at this particular time to René Wildervank. René Wildervank, not with a W, as we might sometimes suspect. It's René Wildervank. And his writing from Hilversum says, Dear Graham, in the first place, I want to make my compliments for your request show. I'm a regular listener to the shows, in fact, all of them, and like your beginning when you sing Way Back Home. Well, thank you very much, René, for the nice compliment there. You say, I'm working in a hospital in Amsterdam, and always at night, I'm sitting the whole night alone. Shame on you. But at least your patients are asleep, so I guess you would be sitting alone, René. You say, I would like to ask you, though, something, Graham, if you would pronounce my name on the wireless. Ooh, I see. Pronounce my name on the wireless. In other words, give your name out in the radio for a nice girlfriend to correspond with me. You say, my name is René Wildervank. And you've got the address here. It's Gijsbrecht van de Amstelstraat, 95 in Hilversum in Holland. And if possible, would you perhaps ask somebody to drop me a line and do the dedication on the 20th of December? Well, we're a little bit late, René, but I hope we're not too late for you to be listening in right now. And if we have got some nice girl tuned in our way, I'm sure there are many. Well, we have a nice Dutch lad here, René Wildervank, who would like to correspond with a nice girl. He's a male nurse in a hospital in Amsterdam. So, matter of fact, I wonder if it happens to be the hospital that I was in, René. Were you there when I was in hospital in the Binnengasthuis in Amsterdam by Roken there? You never know. You might have been. You might have even been doing the honors for me. Well, I don't know. I didn't know all the names there. But if we've got some girls listening in, we'll be giving the name of René out in a few minutes' time. So just stay tuned to R&I. Well, don't do that anyway. We'll see if we can get something going better again. We've got another panel for operating here. We're in the big studio on board the Nemo 2, so if you hear one or two extraneous noises, well, don't worry too much about them. Believe me, we're doing our very best. Here's something which I hope you will enjoy.
All the love there is arise. deep into the sky and plants a seed inside my soul and takes me up into the sky. Mm-hmm. When I look into your eyes, I see the oceans in the shore and I know just what I'm living for.
A nice sounding number and featuring Santana, and it's called When I Look Into Your Eyes. Now, girls, if you've got your pens and papers handy, right now, here's the name and address of René Wildervank. Got your pens? Here we go. It's R-E-N-E. That's the first name, R-E-N-E. And then we come to the main name, which is Wildervank, which is pronounced W-I-L-D-V-A-N-K. And the address to write to is G for Gerard, Y for Year, S, B for Barrett, R for Robert, E for Edward, D for Donald, H, T, and then V-A-N, which is Van, and then it's Amstelstraat, which is A-M-S-T-E-L-S-T-A-R, full stop, which will do for Strat, okay? And the number is 95. That's 95, and it's Hilversum in Holland. That's René Wildervank, Gijsbrecht van Amstelstraat, 95, Hilversum in Holland.
For Grade A Entertainment, stay tuned to the Graeme Gill Show.
You're listening to the Christmas Sound.
Oh, Merry Christmas from all of us.
And right now, the voice of P.J. Proby. This is Somewhere.
Somewhere, someday,
place for us. A time and a place for us. Hold my hand and we'll be happy there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there. Someday.
Tremendous sound there from P.J. Proby, and the title of the song, Somewhere.